for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast: rain is likely with a high of 60. Tonight, showers likely with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Periods of heavy rain are expected into tomorrow afternoon for much of southeastern Illinois, leading to a flash flood watch in Wayne, Edwards, and surrounding counties. Total rainfall is expected to average from 3 to 4 inches, per the National Weather Service. We received approximately 1.5 inches at the radio station last night and this morning. The heaviest rains are expected between midnight tonight and noon tomorrow, and people should take precautions to avoid flood-prone areas and low-water crossings. A flood warning will be in effect for Skillet Fork at Wayne City from tomorrow afternoon to Monday afternoon. Moderate flooding is expected, and the river is predicted to hit nearly 19.5 feet by Sunday afternoon. It's then expected to fall below its 15-foot flood stage by late Monday morning. More news next.
It's all about convenient, quality care you can count on at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Now offering weekend urgent care hours at 2 convenient locations, Hamilton Memorial's McLeansboro Family Clinic and our Karma Family Clinic located on Oak Street. Walk in for fast treatment for those unexpected minor injuries and illnesses on Saturday and Sunday. Check out hmhospital.org for McLeansboro and Karma Family Clinic weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
New Year's resolution got you down? Eating better, eating more affordably is easy when you change grocery stores. Shop Little Giant Grocery now for fresh and pure ground beef, just $2.39 a pound. Lux chili beans, 15-ounce can, only 39 cents each. Sliced peaches or fruit cocktail, your choice, 79 cents a can. Plus, pick up original Sloppy Joe sauce, yours 2 for $1. And get an 8-pound bag of Idaho potatoes, now just $2.99. Your dollar buys more with a giant stance high in the sky. Little Giant Grocery. In Carmi.
In other news, Effingham County State's Attorney Brian Kibler and County Board Member Dave Campbell have endorsed Adam Niemerg for 109th District State Representative. The two made national news with their efforts to make Effingham County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Kibler says Niemerg shares the values of the people he would be representing, and Campbell says one of the main reasons for his support is Niemerg's pro-Second Amendment stance. Niemerg is a Tutopolis native and resides in rural Dietrich with his wife, Trina, and 2 small children. The primary election will be held on March 17th. Niemerg also has the support of Corey Musgrave, who bowed out of the representative race last month. He faces Richland County Sheriff Andy Hires on the Republican ticket, and Democrat John Spencer is running unopposed on his ticket. The three will be in the FCC Workforce Development Center on January 27th at 7 p.m. for a candidate forum. The deadline for people to submit questions for the forum is today, and questions should be emailed to fccstudentsenate@iecc.edu. Frontier Community College will offer a 2-night food sanitation and safety class for anyone in need of state certification for food handling. Positions requiring the certification may include jobs in a school cafeteria, restaurant, hospital, or catering service. Food sanitation and safety will meet from 6 to 10 p.m. on the next 2 Tuesdays, January 14th and 21st. It will be held in Room 25 of Mason Hall, and Carrie Dagg will be the instructor. Anyone looking to register can call FCC at 842-3711. The cost of the class will be paid at the time of registration, and a tuition discount is available for senior citizens. The required textbook may be purchased from the FCC bookstore located inside the Bobcat Den. The Jefferson County Fire Protection District responded to an accident near mile marker 89 on I-64 yesterday morning. A tractor trailer had overturned and was blocking the interstate's westbound lanes. The interstate was reportedly closed for several hours near Opdyke, and westbound traffic was diverted off the Belle Rive exit. No injuries were reported. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the results of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol held in White and Saline counties last month. Troopers reported 25 safety belt citations, 27 total citations, and 15 total written warnings. State police remind people that lives can be saved if people simply buckle up. The project was funded by the Illinois Department of Transportation. According to Shelley Goodman, operations manager at the Career Development Center, the CDC will permanently cease its operations of the Wayne County Recycling Center in Fairfield on February 1st. The recycling center is owned by Wayne County and has been operated by the CDC since 2000. Goodman says the decision to close the drop-off center was carefully considered. Several markets that once accepted materials from the U.S. no longer do so for various reasons, and some materials currently have such a low demand that their value has jeopardized the financial stability of recycling programs around the country. Goodman says, in the past, support from the public and ongoing changes were required to minimize the negative financial impact to the program. However, for FY 2019, the total direct operating cost for the Wayne County Recycling Center was just over $69,000. As of August 2019, she says it had received a commodity income of just over $7,150. Goodman says CDC workers at the recycling location will be moved into other programs. The Wayne County Board met last night and heard a report from Economic Development Chairman Royce Carter. He advised that the Wayne-Hamilton County Enterprise Zone has been approved, and he also gave an update on the possible elimination of the Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commission, which he chairs. Carter said he would speak with Mayor Brent McGuire and update the board at its next meeting. Kaisa Lewis, owner of Gatsby's Gaming, as well as Lisa Thomason, addressed the board last night. Lewis explained the circumstances of a recent fight at her establishment and asked for a review of the business's hours of operation, especially the Sunday opening time. No action on the matter was taken last night. Thomason voiced a concern about loud music from her neighbor and asked about the possibility of enacting a noise ordinance. State's attorney Kevin Kakak said the person she was referring to had been arrested earlier this week and was cited for disorderly conduct. Thomason is expected to meet with Kakak to further discuss the issue. In other business, the board approved an engineering agreement to explore the possibility of lowering the South Enterprise Road approach to the 161 intersection, which has been the scene of several accidents. County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow stated the county audit had been completed with no issues found. The primary election will be on March 17th, with early and mail-in voting beginning February 6th. Board members Jerry Donahoe and Shirley McDavid were absent. The Fairfield Park Board also met last night and unanimously approved the purchase of two new HD cameras, a new monitor devoted to the district's cameras, and other associated equipment. Two older cameras in Leo French Park will be swapped out for the new additions. The total cost for the equipment and its installation is $2,893. The board says the new system will be able to support up to 10 new cameras in the future. The board also approved golf course contracts for Dave Hall, a private consultant who will be responsible for the condition of the course, including its spraying. From Carmi, Hall also manages courses in Carmi, McLeansboro, and Olney, and his services will cost the district $25,000, which will be paid in equal installments each month. In other business, the board approved interfund loan repayments and moved its meeting next month from the 11th to the 20th. No new discussion was held regarding the Lakeside Reservoir Project, as Board President Jay Faye had not spoken with the city regarding the work in the last month due to the holidays. The board was also told that the shelter in memory of Megan Nichols at Love of Mike Park is nearly complete. Linda Monge and Ron Tennant were absent from the meeting. Dr. Caroline Neff will be adding office hours at the Horizon Healthcare Clinic in Grayville starting January 20th, and she will see patients there on the first Monday of each month. She joined Fairfield Memorial Hospital in mid-2019 and says she plans to stay true to her title as general surgeon.
My plans are to stay very general. I think that is what the community needs more than anything. I do have specific interests. I did a lot of colorectal surgery in my training, so my hope is that as things get busier, we'll be able to offer laparoscopic colon resections to patients, something that hasn't been necessarily done here before, but that's one of the things I would like to do kind of moving forward when the time comes.
Dr. Neff was the speaker at yesterday's noontime Fairfield Rotary Club meeting, where she was lauded by members who remember she grew up in the community. The compliments were appreciated by Neff, who graduated from FCHS in 2006.
Gosh, and hearing it from some of the people who've meant so much to me, it really just makes me want to cry. It makes me so happy.
No physician referral is needed to see Dr. Neff, and anyone needing to schedule an appointment with her should call 842-3813. Joey Hungerford was the Rotary Program Chair. Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department has announced a boil order is in effect for residents on Southeast 7th from East Delaware to East Douglas Streets. Residents in the area should boil water to be used for human consumption until further notice. As lawmakers ready to return to the state capitol, another scandal is brewing over a connected lobbyist and political favors. A recently unveiled email shows that a once powerful lobbyist, Mike McLean, emailed two top aides in the Quinn administration in 2012, seeking leniency for a corrections worker facing disciplinary action. In it, McLean asks for restraint in the case because the worker, quote, has kept his mouth shut about ghost workers and a rape in Champaign. Republican House Minority Leader Jim Durkin is outraged by the report.
It is beyond breathtaking that Democrats, Mr. McLean, who's extremely tied in with the operations of state government, back even in 2012, rewarded a state employee for keeping his mouth shut on a ghost payrolling issue, which is a felony, whether it's in the state courts or federal courts, and even worse, he kept his mouth shut about a Champaign rape. Where does that happen? What society allows that to happen?
Quinn's staffers never replied to the email, but the worker's disciplinary case was postponed. McLean is already under federal investigation and was a close confidant of Speaker of the House Mike Madigan, who says he knew nothing of the rape case. Governor J.B. Pritzker has also spoken against the email. Durkin was also asked about his thoughts on a property tax task force assembled by the Pritzker administration last year to find ways to lower property taxes across the state. Durkin says the only thing the task force accomplished was a proposal to raise other taxes.
Illinois has about 7,000 local units of government that tax property to the tune of $31.8 billion a year. And what is the recommendation from the task force on this? Well, we need to raise more taxes. The typical response from the Democrats in Springfield. How do we solve our problems? We need to raise taxes.
Durkin says 6 months were spent on the report, but no meaningful reforms were found. The State Department of Labor wants Illinois workers to know their rights when it comes to breaks and time off. Kim Howard has more.
For starters, Labor Department Assistant Director Jason Keller says all full-time employees must get a meal break of 20 minutes for every 7.5-hour shift. That break must be no later than 5 hours into the shift.
In addition, they should have a right to one day off within a seven-day period. We want to emphasize, though, that that seven-day period is basically worked from Sunday to Saturday. So it does have to fall within those 7 days.
There are some exceptions, like for farmers, coal miners, and security guards. Violations of the One Day Rest in Seven Act can be reported on the Department of Labor's website. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's the huge January inventory clearance event now in progress at Steffi Home Furnishings in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Check out their display of the newest and best from suppliers including Ashley, Jackson, Catnapper, Vaughn Bassett, England, Winners Only, and many more. There's great free financing plans for qualified buyers and free delivery on most items for up to 50 miles. It's the after huge January clearance event going on out at Steffi south of Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. Their number is 618-242-3146.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 56. As of 12 noon, we have received an inch and 77 hundredths of rain so far here at the WFIW studios east of Fairfield. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,912, down 44. The NASDAQ is at 9,201, down 1. February crude oil is at $59.23. That is down 33 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home. Locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 72-year-old Albion resident John Head died on Wednesday at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. John Head is survived by his wife, Katie, children Jim Head of Washington, John White of Indiana, and April Ross of Mount Carmel, three brothers, four sisters, nine grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Graveside services for John Head will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Monday at Graceland Cemetery in Albion, with military rites provided by American Legion Post 590 and VFW Post 8222. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and they will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Remember black and white TVs? Or 8-tracks? Or this? All of these, at one time or another, were the best. And then something better came along. Introducing Sultro Fungicide Seed Treatment. The seed treatment bringing SDS protection to the next level. By providing superior control of SDS without any of the stress shown in plants treated with other seed treatments like Alevo, Sultro is SDS protection. Upgraded. Talk to your retailer or seed dealer about upgrading to Sultro. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, rain is likely. Today's high will be around 60. For tonight, showers again likely, a low of 52. And tomorrow, rain is likely again with a high of 62. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Sunday, a high of 42 and low of 30. Partly sunny on Monday. Monday will have a high of 52 and low of 40. And partly sunny skies on Tuesday. Tuesday will have a high of 62 and a low of 45.